The Smith Hill neighborhood in Providence has seen waves of immigrants over the years. The Irish were first in the early 19th century. Now the neighborhood is almost half Hispanic and Asian, according to the 2010 census. At the end of the 19th century, it was a bustling center of Jewish life. An influx of Jews from Russia came to the eastern part of Smith Hill, driven largely by increased persecution by the Russian government. At one time, the community was so large, they built at least three synagogues in the area, including one for the Congregation of the Sons of Jacob on the corner of Douglas Avenue and Orme Street in 1906. 111 years later, it still stands, a solitary reminder of the thriving Jewish community that once existed there.
I came here when I was 10 years old, and we settled in South Providence.
Inside the Sons of Jacob Synagogue on a recent Tuesday, the president of the congregation, Harold Silverman, gives a quick version of how he came to the congregation upon the death of his mother.
And when I lost my mother in the mid-70s, I needed a synagogue to say Kaddish, which is the solemn prayer that you say for a departed person. You say it for 11 months, and then there's another portion you say for the last bunch, which is 12 months.
Silverman says he was grateful that he had found a house of worship to fulfill his needs. He says he felt right at home.
So grateful for that. A lot of the quote-unquote old-timers, they said, let's give this guy the mantle. So I took it over around the mid-80s, and I've been here since.
Well, how large was the congregation when you came here in the 70s?
I would say probably about 75 or 80 members.
What was the largest congregation that Sons of Jacob has ever had?
300 families.
That 300 family figure is probably from the 1940s. By the 50s and through the 60s, demographic changes in the neighborhood saw a reduction in the Jewish population, and the construction of Interstate 95 brought about almost complete elimination of the commercial district around the synagogue. I asked Silverman to imagine for me what the neighborhood was like back in its heyday. He reads off a list of dozens of establishments that existed at that time along Douglas Avenue.
Torgan's Drugstore, Berman's Candy Store, Aaron's Butcher Shop, Cohen's Dairy, Jenny Schwartz Fruit Store, Abram's Butcher Shop.
As he was reading, it was like he was saying Kaddish for the departed neighborhood.
Then Brody's Bakery, Kessler's Gas Station, Kessler's Bakery.
These days, the Sons of Jacob Synagogue sits isolated on its corner facing a highway overpass. Every morning, no matter the weather, Silverman opens the doors for services, but there are mornings he spends alone. Still, there is reason for hope in the form of a plan for a Rhode Island Jewish museum to be housed in the Sons of Jacob Synagogue. The president of the museum is Joshua Jasper, who says the need is there.
I know where the hole in the Jewish community is, and there's really no history gallery, history museum, art gallery. That doesn't really exist within the Jewish community, per se, in Rhode Island.
Jasper says the effort has already been launched to bring this about. Funds are being raised and plans are being drawn up to combine an active synagogue with a museum and community space.
My vision for the building, my personal vision, is that you look at it as a piece of art. What does it represent? It represents, in three words, Jewish immigrant Providence.
And it's on the National Register of Historic Places, due in part to a surprising and rarely used second-floor sanctuary with high ceilings and historic murals depicting animals and the mystical Jewish zodiac, all glowing in the light of a crystal chandelier.
It's not fancy on the outside, but it sort of sticks with you. You want to see it. You want to go inside. Personally, I see the building inside and out as one giant art piece.
The public will have a chance to see the building inside and out coming up on Sunday. The organization Doors Open Rhode Island is holding an open house from 12 to 3 for anyone interested in seeing this unique space. Sunday's event also features klezmer music and President Harold Silverman, ready to talk about the synagogue's history and its plans for the future. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.